As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lynell Willingham, Toby Altizer are back with you here on The Fan. About an hour and a half left to go before we hand things over to Grant and Danny. Make sure you keep it locked on The Fan all afternoon long. We're giving away Caps Game 1 tickets today every hour at 20 minutes past the hour until 5:20 p.m. Eastern time. So make sure you keep it locked all day long to get your chance to be in the house Monday at Cap 1 Arena for the chance to see the old Washington Capitals. But hopefully, Toby, the fellas are able to start fast in this series. I know we were talking about it earlier to start the show, the conversation of who should be in net. I think I'm leaning with you now.
Chucky, let's go.
I'm being influenced. Right now, though, let's go out to caller number 9. It's Tim in Arlington. Tim, what's going on, brother? Congratulations, man.
What's up? How we doing? I appreciate it, y'all.
Let's go, Tim.
Linnell. Thank you, guys.
Let's go, Tim. What's the plan? Do we have an OV jersey to rock? I'm a Stromer guy. I think I'd be rocking a Stromer jersey. What are we wearing to the game on Monday?
Oh, yeah. Got my OV jersey. Got it ready. We're gonna get it washed and ready for the playoffs.
Are we going red, or do you have the Screaming Eagle, the black one? Which jersey
those
we got?
Those black jerseys are hot.
We're going red, but okay. Might leave the stadium with a Screaming Eagle. You never know.
There you go. Go into the game on someone else's dime, but leaving with a little merch on your own. I like that.
There we go.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Well, enjoy the game, man.
Yes,
have a great
indeed.
Time. Go
Tim,
Caps.
We appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy. Make sure you keep it locked, though, man. All day long, we're giving away a pair of Caps tickets every hour, 20 minutes past the hour, up until 5:20 for your shot to be in the house for Game 1 of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Right now, I want to continue our conversation on the Washington Commanders and the draft, 6 days away from the draft. No calls now, so chime in at 1-800-636-1067. What does Washington have to leave the draft with? I do want to pivot here a little bit, because the TV behind me kind of influenced me a little bit. Not Roman Reigns or the wrestling. It's not at all. So don't frown.
Thank you, please, because I don't want to talk WrestleMania.
What was your thoughts on old Nico I choosing UCLA?
Can you say his name?
Nico Iamaliava.
Iamaliava.
Iamaliava. I mean, it's
you were closer.
You probably butchered it.
I didn't butcher it.
You sure?
I'm 100% sure.
Iamaliava. Iamaliava.
Iamaliava.
Jeff, what you just said?
It's a difficult name to say. It's Nico Iamaliava. But yeah, it is insane. You know, I think what they did, what happened in this whole situation, it's interesting because when you first saw this, you saw college holdouts. Uh-oh, this is going to be the beginning of a lot of problems.
Well,
I think the way that Tennessee took care of it, I think the way that this whole thing went down, I think they did a good job of making sure that, I don't know that any side's wrong in this necessarily, but I don't know that we will see this as much as I kind of thought when I first saw this.
Look, there's one clear villain in the situation. Like, Coach Heupel did what he was supposed to do, right? Like, no one's above the team. I get all of that. I don't blame Nico because he's just a 20-year-old pup that's probably just getting bad advice at this point. The NCAA is the problem.
Oh,
for whatever
time.
Reason, there is this reluctancy from them to govern their sport. Like, do your job. I don't understand what the holdup is for where college football and college athletics is inevitably going. They're going to need a CBA. They're going to need a salary cap. There are going to be contract slots. Like, you have to put some parameters around this thing. And I'm the first guy that's going to scream from the mountaintops, pay the players, pay the players, pay the players. But, man, at some point you have to have a governing body of rules so that there's checks and balances, because at some point someone's going to get screwed over really bad in this process.
Yeah, and you say
it's going to be the kid.
You say no one's bigger than the team, especially a guy that only threw for 2,600 yards and 19 touchdowns. Like, if he threw 50 touchdowns, we can have a discussion, bud.
This was the number.
We might be able to up it. No, look, I'm a Nico guy. I like Nico. I think he's a really talented quarterback. But with all due respect, bud, you didn't do a lot in the playoff game.
They didn't ask him to do much. Dylan Sampson was the workhorse of the offense.
I understand that. But we can have this discussion. Like, Clyde Edwards-Helaire did a lot of work in that LSU offense.
He's no Dylan Sampson, though.
I'm just saying, if Joe Burrow came asking for money after 2019, that's a little bit different than what we saw in 2024 with Nico Iamaleava.
That's
a little bit different. So I think the issue here, I think to your point, is you can villainize Nico, you can villainize Tennessee, which I don't know that anyone's really against Tennessee in this, but you're right, it's the NCAA. Because the problem that they ran into here is the NCAA spent all of their resources fighting NIL instead of preparing for the inevitability that NIL was going to become a thing. And so as soon as the floodgates open, they're like, what do we do? And now you're years into it, and you're getting to things that you never thought you'd see in college sports because the NCAA didn't prepare for this at all. They didn't prepare at all. They spent all their time fighting it, and now that it's here because they couldn't fight anymore.
That's how they move for years.
It's terrible. It's terrible. And so I don't know that this is something that's going to become a trend, but it's not a good spot to be in right now with college football, with college sports in general. And by the way,
is there a solution, though?
There are solutions for sure. But the funny part to me is, for years, I've always been an NFL professional sports over college sports guy. I enjoy college sports. Don't get me wrong. I love it. But some people are like, oh, it's better than the NFL.
No chance.
They're like, it's a more pure. Not anymore. It's not.
Well, college basketball, you can make the argument. I never looked at it from the standpoint of one being more pure than the other. I think in college basketball, the effort that you see varies relative to the NBA. Like, we're going to talk NBA playoffs before we get out of this hour, but like, the NBA playoffs and the NBA regular season, two completely different things in terms
big
of
time,
effort, intensity, all of that. But back to the NCAA, like, is this the straw that breaks the camel's back, so to speak?
No.
This is embarrassing. I think it's more embarrassing than anything, because the NCAA, like we continue to say, it's a very simple solution. You need a commissioner, which I know earlier this college football season, everyone was like, Nick Saban, Nick Saban, Nick Saban. Wouldn't be a bad guy to govern college football.
To be honest with you, the issue that I have is less with NIL. I think there are definitely problems with it. It's more so the transfer portal.
Well, the rules around the portal,
being
there are
able
none.
To move. Like, yeah. We were talking before the show. We haven't brought this up, and this doesn't really necessarily have to deal with Nico. But it kind of falls in this same line where Chad Baker-Mazzara, heck of a player for Auburn, he's going to be 26. And he's going to be playing for another school next year because he's already played for two different schools before he went to JUCO, then went to Auburn. I know our guy Brian over there is a big Chad Baker-Mazzara guy. He's going to be 26 playing college basketball.
That's tough.
What the heck?
That's tough.
What's going on? Like, so Nico, moving on, like, that's just kind of where we're at. Like, if you're not getting what you want, and, like, I don't think it's a good move because I think it
is. It's terrible advice. Let's just be real.
It's short-sighted because if you're Nico, the place where you're going to get your bag, so to speak, is from the league, hopefully, when you continue to develop.
Bingo.
But it's a wacky spot where I'm not getting what I want. The poster child of this to me
should be Nico. They were recruiting his ass in 10th grade. They broke the rules for this guy.
This was a couple years ago. Hunter Dickinson went in the transfer portal.
That
and essentially,
hot piece of garbage.
Well, this is essentially what he broadcast. He said, who's going to pay me? Who's going to pay me? It's not fit. It's not coach. It's not it. Who's
going to
pay me?
Don't bring up Hunter Dickinson. All of the Maryland alum are going to become scorned and upset because blame Kevin Willard.
He ends up at Kansas, and it's not anything to do with being a Jayhawk and it's all about
because Maryland
who's
didn't
pay
have
me the
a
most.
Coin. Call it like you see it, Toby.
I don't
you
care.
You wear glasses for a reason,
I couldn't care less where he went. I could not care less where he went.
So another guy that should have been a Terp that they couldn't afford to keep because the
just,
Terps
it's just wrong,
are cheap
man.
As dirt.
I don't like that. Joking. I don't like that at all.
It's a tough situation. I do think we agree here that the NCAA, in some form or fashion, has to get together. I think we're so far away. 10 years from now, it's going to be conferences like AFC, NFC. They're going to be divisions. And I think only the top schools are going to be participating.
Well, and the top
your Alabamas, your USCs, all of your like college athletic blue bloods are going to be who dominate the sport and are who participate in the new version of the sport.
It's so tough because football drives everything. Understandably so. Football's the moneymaker. But you put other people in such bad spots. You really do. Like, think about the fact that Maryland has to go play at UCLA and USC, and those schools have to come out this way too, right? And by the way, not just the basketball teams, but
baseball,
you name it, whatever sport, you have to travel across the country. What's going on here? Like, part of college sports is it's supposed to still be about student athlete. It's supposed to be. It hasn't been for years. I get that. But it's still supposed to be. It's gone now.
No, it's all about the money aspect of this. And you were in a couple of weeks ago when we had Cam Ward from Largo High School on overtime a couple
not
of weeks
Miami
ago.
Quarterback going number one overall.
Yeah, the best Maryland public high school player walking God's green earth. That's who we had. But asking him the question of like, I think it's so difficult now to be a high school athlete and a college athlete growing up. And coming up in this time, all the distractions of social media, the distraction of NIL, and whether you want to believe it is or not, it is a distraction. Do we get to a point where the game, the pro game, gets watered down because guys aren't wanting to go pro anymore? Because think about this. Some of these guys are coming from, you know, impoverished neighborhoods, and the goal is to go to the NFL so you can, you know, feed your family and create generational wealth. You can create generational wealth as a 17-year-old if you get the right NIL bag. That's why I said if I could go back in the space-time continuum, I'd be D1.
I think the exact opposite, Linnell. I think this is great for the NBA because players will now develop in college instead of riding the bench and averaging 6 points a game in the NBA and sitting down there and being looked at as cast-off because they can't average 20 as a 19-year-old.
How difficult is it, though, to maintain those work habits that got you the bag once you get the bag that early?
I mean, sure.
That's what I worry about. Some dudes are going to be wired the proper way. Others aren't.
I think you're better off having a kid that is a borderline lottery pick that is very, very raw. I mean, look at how many of these Harry Giles, a guy like that, right? Is Harry Giles and what his NBA career turned into, would Harry Giles have been better sticking around at Duke for another year? Absolutely.
For all 4 years, yeah.
Absolutely.
I get what you're saying.
I think it actually helps out the league because instead of being hasty to get to the league,
yeah.
And you get a kid who's only 19 years old, raw as can be. I can't put him on the floor because, frankly, like the way the Wizards did it this year worked, right? But there's not everybody playing like the Wizards, right? Where they're willing to give the guy that they're not trying to win. They're not willing to give the kid that needs playing time. And all of a sudden, he's either playing in the G League or sitting on the bench and not getting real minutes. I think it actually helps out the league a little bit.
For the NBA, I would say so for sure. The bigger thing to me is like, do guys stop declaring? Not do guys stop declaring, but you get what I'm saying here. Like, do you lose the drive to want to get the NFL contract because you're getting, I don't want to say similar money, but you're getting big bags thrown at you as a 17-year-old, as an 18-year-old? I'm thinking about 17-year-old me, 18-year-old me. If you would have told me I had a $1.5 million NIL bag coming my way,
but
Louis Vuitton down.
But I
bust down watch, bust down chain.
What's the
private chef?
What's the difference?
Seafood every damn night.
What's the difference for this, Linnell, and say our guy Cam Ward, right? We'd take him for example. I think he looked like he had his head on his shoulders. He looks like a really good kid, someone that I think is going to make it. But say, what's the difference for him versus I now can make $1 million, $2 million at Michigan State versus I can now stick around at Michigan State and stay a little bit longer. It's just delaying it, right? Because now you're a little more hasty to go to the league. Yeah. You're going to get that money regardless if you can play, right? Like Cooper Flagg, there was never a question that he was going to get the bag, whether it was at Duke or whether it was in the league. He was going to be fine. It's just I think it's going to allow kids to mature a little bit. I think also, too, that NIL is going to even out and we're going to get to more of a controlled world eventually. But my gosh, is it turned into the wild, wild west?
We need to do something. We need to do something because it is getting out of hand. Talk a little bit about the NBA playoffs coming up on the other side of the break. Make sure you keep it locked, though, on the Fan all day long as we give away Caps Game 1 tickets today, every hour at 20 minutes past the hour until 5:20. Your next chance to win coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, 1:20. Keep it locked right here on the Fan.